The founders of America said that our rights come from God. Therefore, we the people have self-rule. But if you remove God, you remove the only firm basis of our rights. Communism denies that there even is a God, and it's been tried in many different countries around the world, and it's failed every single time in so many different ways. And yet, as of this recording, New York City seems poised to vote in a communist for mayor, Zoran Mondami. I think his website should be called Mondami.com. Anyway, Virginia Prodan, who now lives in Texas, is opposed to communism in any form. Virginia Prodan was a barrister in Romania. That's her country of origin. They tried to kill her, but by God's grace, she miraculously survived and was delivered, and she wrote all this up in a book called Saving My Assassin. Virginia Prodan joins us now to warn against communism. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. Virginia, it's so great to have you back on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jay. Appreciate that.
So I've got a question for you, Virginia. There are literally tens of millions of victims of communism in all kinds of different places, including your native, Romania. Not tens of millions of victims in Romania, but tens of millions, you know, completely. You know, when you add up all the different victims from all these different countries, why would anybody with a brain in New York City consider voting and, a self-expressed, communist? It doesn't make sense.
Yes, indeed. It doesn't make sense, especially to me, that I live under communists and I defended Christian and human rights cases, and I was put under the house arrest. I was arrested. You can read more in my book, Saving My Assassin. You can find it at virginiaprodanbooks.com, and realize and read and understand the real life under socialists and communists. But I believe is one of the reason is that this person Mondami has lots of money coming from inside and outside from United States, and he is creating as usual the leaders of socialists or communists. He has created a false ideology of equality or freedom for all, and many people believing his ideology, don't check, don't do anything. Some of them are even paid to vote for him or go to the different demonstration or something according to conservative news. So, but this is the way socialists and communists in every country started. And we have to pay attention, because we have a time when we can fight against. Because socialism is contrary to the American capitalist system, who promotes free market and individual freedom. Socialist system replaces the free market with government control and eradicates private property, eliminates freedom of speech, freedom of press, religious rights, and national self-determination. If you listen to him, he is saying that he is gonna give everyone free bus, free houses, and everything. How he's gonna do this? Just the way socialists and communists and other countries have done it. He will confiscate your property that you work for so many years, and he will give it to someone else. That's the way it is. He will do things that every socialist system that is in essence against your wealth. Socialist system is confiscate and distribute its citizens' welfare, destroying productivity and individual self-worth, creates a society where its people are equally poor and live equally under misery, except the elite leaders like him and others that will have a lavish life. And when everything is owned by the government. And you will see that in some areas, they even try to implement. When the government owns everything, including the school, the teacher's role will be to indoctrinate the students into socialist ideology and report parents who will be upset without this. And parents will have no voice in their children's education. Parents-teacher relationship will be gone and replaced with total control. And also under so-called humanitarian program. This system, including what he is saying, this candidate is saying that our healthcare system will be a national healthcare system and parent-doctor relationship will be eliminated. The government will decide what the doctor can prescribe, what kind of doctor you can go, and what kind of medicine you will have. And I hope this sounds familiar with the American people. And one other thing that socialist government will do, and I believe he said that he will do that, is against guns. In the name of, we have to protect children that are dying because of, you know, all the killing and all the hurts by the guns. They will take your guns away. The right to have a gun, it was established for us to protect ourselves against a government, a socialist government who will take control over us. And one other thing is, in Romania and in many, many other places where socialists came and when they gained control, no free election was held after that. Dissidents were killed, exiled, put under house arrest, and many of them disappear. And of course, like you said, socialist is against God. If you are Christian, you can see even right now that many Christians are marginalized because the socialist government replaces God with government. And they consider there is no Bible, but the Communist Manifesto, and you have to agree with them. Life will be miserable. I hate to say that if they elect this person to tell them, I told you so. We have right now an opportunity to understand from people that live under socialist and communist, to understand the danger and stop this person who, again, according to many reports, he received money not only from liberals here, but from another country. Many of them pointed the fact that in the last few days he was photographed. I believe that even one of the magazine had him on the first page of the magazine was the person that is leading the mosque. And in fact, one of the questions that he had against another candidate was, you don't want to visit a mosque. My impression is that he will, if elected, he will impose Sharia law in New York. Things will go so bad that I hope entire America will wake up. But we don't need to elect him, or people in New York don't need to elect him to go through this miserable situation. They have to wake up and choose a candidate that is for capitalism.
Well, they say that 92%, as of this recording, about 92% of the odds are in favor of Mamdani winning. What's so amazing, too, think about this. New York City is the home of Wall Street. And Wall Street is kind of like the it's not only the icon, but it is the engine in many ways of much of the capitalism. Think about that. Wall Street. You know, what could happen is Wall Street could end up just moving somewhere down south, you know, to a more permanent and friendly state.
I believe what you said, but sometimes people that have so much money and from inside and outside of America can manipulate the reports. So I want to believe that, you know, the city that was destroyed by 9/11 will refuse to elect a person who will destroy, finally, will destroy New York.
Wow.
He never had a job. He never had employees. And he is a typical example of the person who will impose socialists and communists. In Romania, the dictator Nicolae Ceaușescu did not finish 4 grade, but he was very good speaker, very good manipulator, and he knew how to manipulate everyone to tell them that he will bring, oh, just a beautiful era for Romania. Yes, and he gave us what I call a land of lies and a prison land.
Okay, we have about 2 minutes left, and I want you to address this issue. New York City is still going to be a part of the United States, and it's also even going to be, of course, still a part of even one particular state, New York. So it's not like, you know, Mondami, if he wins, is going to be able to control everything in New York City. He'll still have a lot of power, though. So what are your thoughts on that?
If he wins, I believe the positive part, he will destroy New York City. He doesn't have an answer when people ask him, how are you going to pay for all this free stuff? It's very easy to...
Oh, he has an answer. The problem is that what he's not putting into his equation is the fact that all these taxpayers that he's going to burden to pay for these things, a lot of those people are just going to leave the state and they'll go to some other state like Florida or something and spend their taxes there and not be taxed to death like he wants to do there in New York City.
Yes. First of all, socialists usually works for a period of time because it's based on the money taken from capitalists. So he will take maybe some money from somewhere according to the rights that he has. I don't think that he will violate the laws and everything. But after a while, it will destroy the country. It will destroy the city. The positive side is that people will realize, even in the blue states, that socialism is not for America, that is not working. But I still want to believe that people in New York will go and vote, even those who do not respond to those telephone calls to answer the question, to make, you know, those reports, will go and vote against him because he is a danger to their lives. They will have less food, less quality. They will have a horrible, miserable life altogether.
And he even is in favor of defunding the police. So we have 20 seconds left. Again, I'll give you a website. It is virginiaperdonbooks.com, the name of your book, Saving My Assassin. Virginia, is there any square inch on planet Earth where socialism has actually worked for the people?
No, that is no, and it's never going to work because it's a system that it's based on promising heaven and provides hell. That's all.
All right, VirginiaPerdonBooks.com. Thank you so much for being with us, Virginia. All the best.
All the best. Thank you, Jay.
Okay, great. Bye-bye.